want to take some pictures. Go, wow, is that sun bright. There's home, you see it?
Yeah.
You're not going right. That navigation has us right on. If you turn to 086, we'd be pointing right at that beauty.
Let's do that.
Look at it, John. 4 more degrees. You got it. Sniper. 087 now. You're about 084 and you'd have it.
Okay.
Gonna have that big crater. Man, this is a fun ride. Okay, Tony, we're doing 10 clicks.
Outstanding.
Occasionally the back end brakes. Occasionally the back end breaks loose, but there's no problem. This is really some machine.
We're allowing about 5 minutes for the drive to station 3. This will be a very brief stop. We won't have TV at this station, but do expect to have the TV up when they return to the lunar module.
Black Spire.
It's just like driving on snow, Houston, by golly.
Yeah, I know all about that.
I know you do, but us Florida boys don't know much about it.
It takes these small craters up to a meter, just like a piece of cake. You occasionally get blinded by the LCRU mirrors and the TCU mirrors.
And the sun.
Well, that's what I meant. Oh, you mean, I got my thing down.
Hey, here's a good idea.
Look at there, you can see your flags out, John.
Yep.
And, Charlie, could you look at the amps during the highest speed part? We'd like a number.
Okay, well, let us get a high speed part.
Well, the switch is on volts right now, John. And I don't want to move the street down.
Yeah, if Charlie moves the switch while we're driving, I'll turn right, left every time.
No, okay, understand.
My gosh, this is really something.
Yeah.
Navigating under unknown terrain.
Hey, we've been making about 10 clicks, Tony, and going just super.
Outstanding.
But you see, going down sun or into the sun, which we're not going to be doing much of anymore, it's really, you can't plan ahead far enough to do yourself any good.
Right.
That's why I was going so slow there at first.
Okay, John, we need to stop out here for the Grand Prix.
Okay.
And it's,
here's a flat place, sir.
Well, we gotta get over there where the... I'd like to get over there, so I won't have to get back on, see? And pick up the core stem.
Okay, I gotcha.
You gotta arm the mortar package.
Right.
Station to switch by CCW. Okay, why don't we go over to the right? Where the stems are. About foresighted on the LSM now.
Yeah.
That is a big one, John.
Oh, man.
Look a right. Tony, again, we're just driving by the Alcep, and apologize for that heat blow. I wouldn't change it. The drill seems to work just great, though. I think it's real. It's in good shape right now for next flight.
Good show, Charlie.
Okay,
there's a flat place right in here, Charlie.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So you could go out up that way and then out over that way towards the limb, okay?
Right.
Okay, let me jump off.
A day ago, it didn't look like we were even going to land, and now we've sampled our first Highlands. I feel pretty good about the science without the heat flow.
Well, I know Mark's disappointed. Not sure I am. Firstly, that was just a real shame. That was my big moment, was to get that thing going. Put this camera in here, John, okay?
Yep.
Okay, now let me see. You're supposed to drive 45 degrees to the sun, okay?
Yep.
Okay, let me get the 16 off.
I'll do it from there up toward this way, okay?
Wait a minute. Okay, which way are you going to drive? From here, this way?
Going over
there. Stone?
You see where that white thing is?
Yeah.
I'll go over there toward a rock and drive up this way.
Okay, okay. Well, wait, why don't you just drive towards the limb? Let me move out here and you just drive towards the limb, turn around, and then drive towards Stone.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Let me get the camera. Let me get it set here now. It's 24. I'm going to use the trigger, so it's 24. And F8 at 250.
Hey, that limb makes a nice looking house.
Especially since it's about the only one there.
Yeah.
You're right, Tony. It ain't not much up here but a lot of rocks.
I hope the door opens, Charlie.
Huh? What?
Then I hope the door opens.
Let it open. Close it. This thing is stuck. I can't get it up. Let me move out. Okay, to start, I'm supposed to be about 50 meters or so from you.
Okay, Charlie, what I'll do is drive from A to B, standing start, max velocity readout, and do some dust. I'm not going to do much steering control around here other than to avoid regular craters. I'll have to do that anyway.
Okay,
and,
I'm ready.
I'm not going to break it. The mount to anything.
That's on, Mark. That max acceleration?
No.
Man, you are really bouncing.
Is he on the ground at all?
That's 10 kilometers.
Huh? He's got about two wheels on the ground. He's a big rooster tail out of all four wheels. And as he turns, he skids. The back end breaks loose just like on snow. Come on back, John. Hey, the DAC is running. Man, I'll tell you, Andy's never seen a driver like this. Okay, when he hits the craters and starts bouncing is when he gets his rooster tail. He makes sharp turns. Hey, that was a good stop. Those wheels just locked. Mark off.
Okay.
Okay, you want to do it one more time?
Yeah.
Got about a minute and 5 seconds that
okay,
time.
Okay, mark on. Okay, you could have gone the other way. Go ahead. There's the big craters there, though, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't want to run those holes.
They want 4 minutes worth, John. Buzz a minute and five. Then you can do it twice more.
Charlie.
Okay, turn sharp.
I have no desire to turn sharp. Okay, here's a sharpie.
Hey, that's great. Man, those things, when those wheels really dig in, John, when you turn. turn is when you get to Rooster Tail. The suspension system on that thing is fantastic.
Yeah. That sounds good. We sound like we've probably got enough of the Grand Prix. We're willing to let you go on from here. Call that a Grand Prix.
Okay. Then that was all four wheels off the ground there. Okay, Max, stop.
Okay, I don't want to do that.
Okay, excuse me.
They say that's a no-no.
Okay, Dak off, Mark. Okay, John, Dak's off.
Okay, I have a lot of confidence in the stability of this contraption.
Me too.
Sounds great.
Okay, you got a dismount, armed a mortar pack.
Okay, where's your core tubes at, Charlie?
I'll get them.
Okay, well, I'll stop it.
Go ahead, I'm gonna run back in.
I knew you'd rather get out and walk.
That's right.
After you saw the way you drove.
Well, it's a lot less, when Charlie's in here, it's a lot less bouncy. And that's the truth. I should say some less bouncy.
John, you're going to get a feed water cone in the near future.
Okay.
Man, I can't believe mine's going through that much faster. Of course, I sweat like crazy. Always have. Okay, Johnny, I'm jogging back in.
Okay.
Charlie, I can't get my seatbelt off.
Uh-oh.
You need to tell me what the problem is.
Hey, you don't have it... You don't have it unlocked. Now, let it go. No, you don't have it unlocked, John. It's, got it over center. Push it, now let your hand go. See? Let women. Now, you gotta let this thing go. You're pushing here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let it...
Okay, I couldn't see it.
There you go.
Okay, fine.
Oh. There you go.
Thank you.
You are filthy.
I tell you, there's a pot calling the kettle black.
Man, there's a beautiful secondary, Tony.
Is it oblong or round?
Meter size. It's round with a very angular block in it.
I guess we don't have time to look at it, Charlie.
And my purge valve is still installed.
No, I'm gonna press on.
Okay.
I didn't even stop.
See, we could have called that a seatbelt stop.
That's what it was.
Tony, the rocks in this ray near the lunar module are entirely different from the ones we've been sampling. They're just different. We're going to have to make a stop here at Station 10 and call Station 10 here, right in front of the lunar module, and sample here.
Okay, sounds like a good plan.
Wow, I'm in the dark. I'm at the LAM.
That meets.
Okay, I ran to the third mark down from full, whatever that is. Empty, I guess. I ran, looks like 50% of the mag, Tony.
Okay, I got about 2 minutes and 10 seconds, so that'd be about right.
That's about right, then.
Okay, first arm and pin is out. Second pin is going to arm.
How many take? Third pin is going to arm. As far as it goes, must be armed. Now it's gotta all be armed, either that or the pins are broke off. Again, 6-5 will go CCW.
Okay.
Steph, you've been out in that sun a while. This shadow's really dark. Hey Tony, the cords are in the bag, breaking out the solar wind.
Okay. Okay, and John, did that mortar package move at all when you pulled the pins out?
It moved, but it's level still.
Okay.
So is there anything else you want me to do while I'm out here, Houston?
Negative.
Huh?
No, let's head on in.
Okay.
Ah, here it says sun.
Finally figure out where that is.
This is foolproof. Point this side at sun, dummy. Okay, solar wind is planted. The Descartes Highlands. Figure out where what is.
It's done.
Oh, I was reading SWC.
Oh.
Okay, Charlie, sounds good.
See, I got a...
Okay, Houston, bearing 022, range 1/10, and that's where it is. And that is no joke.
And
that's where we aligned it at. That is fantastic. You want to read these numbers off, you just want to head out?
Let's have it. John, we'll take those numbers.
Now, I'm already gone.
That's okay.
In route now.
Okay, we'll get them when you park.
Okay. Nothing plain about this place, Houston, I'll tell you. I don't know if you ever thought it was plain. Kaylee Plain, man.
Okay, Houston, these rocks are, I picked up one.
Kind of like
FSB. Right out here that I described, that blue. That. That blue one that I described from the motor module window. And my bluish color is because it's glass coated. But underneath the glass, it's a crystalline rock. that to me has the same texture as the Genesis rock, and it's not a breccia. At least I can't, part I'm looking about at, it's not a breccia. Maybe just one big clast, but the part I'm looking at is a one solid, it's an igneous plutonic rock.
Okay, and how big was it?
It's about football size, a little bit smaller, going in a plus Z foot pad.
Okay.
Okay, Houston, your readings, we're parked on a heading up north, and it says the bearing is 355, the range is 0, the distance is 4.2. It says the amp hours are 108, 105, 6, in the volts, 68 and 68. The amps, of course, are 0. The one battery temperature is 104, and one is 105. The number 2 is 105. The forward motor temps are off scale low, and the rear motor temps are off scale low. And there's my water flag of hope.
All right, you have a water flag.
Turn on the aux water. Huh?
Okay, Tony, can I take the pictures of the SWC with my black and white?